What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. It's a burgundy and gold game day on The Fan, presented by Rood. Is your cooling system letting you down? Score a touchdown with Rood and experience peak performance. Dominate the season with unmatched cooling power and visit RUUD.com. If it ain't Rood, it ain't right. On Friday, I mentioned that I had to go to a funeral. And going to funerals, that's depressing. Do you know what's even more depressing? And this happened to Cakes. So the funeral happened to be
more
a mile.
Than a funeral.
Yeah, it's happened hard. To be a mile from where Rom lives.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
And so I actually sent him a text. I was like, hey, I'm at a funeral right down the street from where you live.
Right.
You're just inviting chaos.
Do you want to grab some lunch?
Oh, see, this is, I mean, you're and, just, yeah, like Ebi said, you're initiating a Rom hangout.
Right.
I've done that before. Always regret it.
I was starving, but this is what you experienced.
Yeah.
I played him in ping pong.
Yeah.
And he kicked my ass.
I told you, dude. I told you that he's shockingly good at table tennis.
That was the depressing thing.
For a guy who's one of the most out of shape people I've ever met in my life. And look, I'm not in great shape, but I look like an Olympian compared to Rom.
The first game.
He is really good at ping pong.
He has good spin, which you have to get used to, but if you put a serve to his backhand, he can snap it for a winner across court. Now, the first game, he was sweating so profusely, I thought he was going to stroke out.
Sure,
I legitimately thought there was a chance he might have a heart attack.
It's a very good chance that could
happen. And stroke out. It settled down. Now, he would have to, and if the ball was on the ground, he had limited bendovers.
Yeah.
Sometimes I crossed to the other side to pick up the ball.
That's what makes it especially galling that he's beating you, is that you know that just this limited physical activity could put him in, I would say, an early grave, but just in a grave. It wouldn't be that early for him.
That's funny. Jason, it's embarrassing, right?
It's embarrassing.
I mean, he's always told me he's really good, so I've never seen him.
I used to be a good ping pong player.
Yeah.
Now, I peaked at 21 or 22.
Yeah.
But both you and I, you play tennis, you play pickleball.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You should be able to beat Rom.
I know.
He's actually better.
Rom, for our loyals, they know who he is. But we got to have probably half our audience have no idea who he is. He doesn't participate in the show anymore. He's like dead. To me, he's basically dead.
He's still a hardcore listener. Like, he still keeps up with the show.
I mean, Cakes brings him up every Poker Open. He's still referenced a lot.
Not everyone, but yeah, he's shockingly at a lot of them.
Yeah.
He's still...
So you see
in
him,
my life too much.
You see him, I don't know, once a month?
He's not at every Cakes Classic, but he's there every second or third month or so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he just rears his ugly head.
I'm just telling you, his Q rating is at an all-time low for this show. You know, and it's his own, you know, whatever.
Well, he's got a kid.
Yeah, he's got a kid, his life's changed.
His ping pong rating is going is through the roof. He's actually good.
We played best of seven. I didn't take a game.
Yeah, I mean, you played best of seven? What are you guys in the World
How much
series?
Time did you have?
World Series of ping pong?
I just needed to be back for a 5 p.m. soccer game, so I know.
Oh, man.
12 o'clock
but
funeral.
Trust me, when he was
waxing. Went to lunch, played pong.
When he was waxing me, there was no chance I was going to do it seven times. When I realized that he's just going to beat me every time,
he's
I think
superior.
We did like best two out of three, and we played two.
I like best of seven because, to be honest, sometimes if you haven't played in a while, which for me is months, if not years, it takes a while to get it going. So you end up playing a little bit better as it progresses.
You know, how did that work for you?
It didn't work.
It's
humbling.
I don't want to take the show. You know, you mentioned funerals, so it just went in my head. I should mention that Dina's cousin, 39 years old, died from a heart attack.
Ooh,
father of two.
Sorry to hear that.
Wow. This past weekend?
Yeah. 4-year-old and a 7-month-old.
Mm. Wow.
Came back from a trip.
That sucks.
Wasn't feeling good. and then died in the ambulance on the way to the hospital. Freaking heart attack.
Brutal.
Nice guy, too. It, always comment on my kid pictures and everything. So,
and
I mean,
was probably, what, in decent shape?
I mean, decent.
Yeah.
But
I mean, not obese, right?
No, but just...
You just never know, man.
You just never know. And your arteries are all clogged or whatever's going on. Who knows? But just, yeah, terrible thing. But I did want to mention him. Nice guy. Wife's devastated. I don't think I'm going to be able to make the wake. But I think, you know, obviously Dina and her parents and a lot of people are going to be up there on Friday. So, terrible, terrible story. Hug your loved ones.
Yep.
You never know when it's your time, brother.
Life is fleeting.
Life is fleeting.
It's terrible. But losing to ramen ping pong, terrible as well.
You think that's just as bad?
Not on that level.
But it's not on that level. It's humbling.
It hurts your psyche.
I had a drive of shame home.
I know now that I was never that good at ping pong. I'm okay. I'm fine. But
right.
I just know what. I'm cool to play ping pong like at family outings and like, hey, let's play a game or two. But it's nothing serious.
The other thing is when I play ping pong, I'm 53 years old. I'm still using the same strategy when I would use. To play cakes on a nightly basis.
Yeah.
Serve down the line, step over here. Well, I'm not playing cakes.
No, you're not. You stepped up a level or two in competitions.
Yes. All right, let's open up the Junkie Sports page. It is brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use our savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
All right. Let's kind of just go through some of the games from yesterday. We talked about them in the opening segment. It was just one of those unpredictable weeks that the NFL brought us.
Did you get hammered? Did you get hammered yesterday with all your bets?
Fantasy, I did.
Yeah.
All my bets, I definitely took the Raiders on the money line. I parlayed them with, I think I parlayed them with the Saints.
Okay.
So that's a loser.
Saints offense came to a screeching halt.
I mean, think about it. We thought that was going to be a high-scoring game.
Yep.
And, of course, Devontae Smith gets hurt. Who I have in multiple
dirty
leagues.
Play too. Like the ref should have blown the play dead.
But well, why doesn't Devontae Smith just go down?
I don't know. He's fighting for extra yardage. He didn't hear the whistle. I don't blame him.
He's like,
I blame the refs. And
he's
I also,
as wide as this bottle.
I know,
he
but
can't
I,
just fight for extra yardage.
I blame the refs and I blame the dude from the Saints that was headhunting.
Yeah.
Just
no, he didn't hit him in the head. No, he didn't hit him in the head. He hit him in the shoulder. It just looked like it.
Right.
I didn't think it was that dirty of a hit.
He hit him in the back, but. Smith is so slight that a big defensive tackle is going to pump. Mm-hmm. Of course, he's going to get crushed. So
now A.J. Brown is sidelined.
Right,
and Devontae
top
Smith.
Two receivers. I know. It's incredible. But it was just one of those weeks. I mean, Daniel Jones looked awesome against the Browns.
Well, Malik Nabers is a beast.
Malik Nabers is a beast. Malik Nabers had, I don't know how many targets
eight catches.
He had. He probably had 12 targets. Yep, he had 12 targets, 8 catches for 78 and 2 scores. But, you know, Jones didn't turn the ball over.
Nabers is fifth currently in the league in receiving with 271 yards as a rookie.
Yeah.
With Daniel Jones throwing him the ball.
I'm in the weird business of defending Daniel Jones just because I've always seen him do well against us.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yesterday was one of those days. He played really well.
Yeah.
Malik Willis played well. Going down to Nashville.
I'll give him credit. I thought he was just dead and buried. I could not believe the Packers that their backup plan was to acquire Malik Willis.
Yeah.
And I also give LaFleur a ton of credit because he's found a way to make him effective.
What's
with Jordan
about,
Love sideline.
It's fit for a lot of these guys.
It's fit and good coaching.
Yes. Yeah. That's all part of it.
But I also believe that over the course of time, they're still going to turn back into that quarterback.
I agree with that.
Now, Sam Darnold has not.
If you told me a month ago that Malik Willis would be a capable short-term backup in the NFL, I would have said you're crazy.
Yeah.
That's what he is right now.
He is.
That doesn't mean he's going to evolve past that, but at least he's developed into that. But people didn't think that was like in his range of outcomes.
These guys are world-class athletes, and when they're in the right situation, that sometimes it could be enough. To put them over.
And it felt good that he did it against his former team. Yeah. Malik Willis revenge game.
Revenge game.
Of course.
Yeah. And Will Levis, even though his overall numbers look pretty good, he did turn the ball over twice and threw another pick six.
How many interceptions did he have, two? Did he have a fumble, too?
He had two.
I think he had a fumble,
I think
too.
He did, yeah.
That's actually three turnovers.
He's just
he's turned
the ball machine.
Over.
I can't believe that Callahan's going to keep trotting him out there.
Yeah.
Bunch of turnovers in the Bears-Colts game. Colts win that 21-16. But the quarterbacks,
those young quarterbacks look rough.
They do. Threw four picks. Caleb Williams also lost a fumble, so that's three turnovers there.
Anthony Richardson had one interception
in the end zone.
Mystifying. Where there must have been four guys around the receiver.
The worst thing about that, he's been terrible. Is that I think the very play before
he hit Alec Pierce.
He hits Alec Pierce like on a 40 or 45 yard beautiful pass, and then like just a simple pass into the end zone when there are three guys wearing the wrong laundry. You're throwing the ball into that crowd
because it's like, so much harder in that. You know that it's so much harder in the red zone.
I know, but like he could either tuck in and run or throw it out of bounds. His decision making is just right.
That's exactly right.
It's subpar.
He could sling it, but not necessarily some of those other things.
Yeah.
Well, again, he's a guy who didn't play a lot in college.
Right.
Played 1 year and then got into the NFL, got hurt. So he just hasn't played a lot of football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you imagine how scrambled his brain is at the line of scrimmage trying to read NFL defenses at this point?
Best of luck to them next week. They host the Steelers, who they don't let anybody score. You just can't score on that team.
I think they've given up 26 points this year?
I believe that's correct.
Now, they've only scored 51.
That's okay. That's a pretty good formula if you hold the other team to about 12 points a game.
And the other thing is the quarterbacks, how early they're getting injured.
Right.
And Herbert got injured again. We knew about the ankle injury. He re-injured it yesterday. He walked out of the stadium in a walking boot. Your boy Heinicke finished the game, but they only scored 10 points. They lost 20-10. Justin Fields, I think he did throw his first pick.
He did throw a pick.
But he's been pretty good. I mean, he went 25 for 32 for 245.
What's holding Wilson out at this point?
A calf injury.
All right.
And so. Justin Fields, the way he's playing, is holding him out.
Justin Fields, yeah.
Yeah, there's two things holding him back.
Now, Fields didn't run for a lot of yardage, only ran for six, but he did score a touchdown. And they're 3-0.
3-0, and they're averaging 17 points a game.
Yes.
Crazy.
I kind of root for Justin Fields, too, because he killed us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I remember that Thursday night game like it was yesterday.
I think we ended up losing that one. Yeah, he played so well that game.
Yeah, definitely lost that game.
But talk about running the ball. The Ravens ran all over the Cowboys. Now, it ended up being a close game, 28-25, because the Cowboys made it a game late, scoring 19 points in the fourth quarter. But Lamar ran for 87. Derrick Henry ran for a buck 51. Total rushing touchdowns were three. They averaged 6 yards per carry. They ran 45 times for 274 yards. The Cowboys' offense looked awful in the first half. I didn't see much of the fourth quarter, but
they can't run the football.
Matt can inform me on this one, but they can't run the football.
And they can't stop the run.
Dallas ran for 51 yards, and Dak threw for 379 and a couple scores. But in the first half, they couldn't do anything.
Well, how's anybody shocked they can't run the football? They signed Zeke to a 1 year deal. Rico Dowdle is part of that backfield. Like they don't have a lot of talent, and Zeke is pretty much a goal line specialist at this point. He's not gonna be a guy that carries the ball 20 plus times per game. This is not Zeke from 5 years ago.
How much did you watch?
Of the Ravens Cowboys? Yeah. I watched at least a half of the game.
You guys might disagree. I thought Tom Brady was pretty good. I thought he was pretty good.
I thought he was fine.
He was better than the first week.
There was nothing remarkable.
I agree with that.
There's nothing remarkable, but I think he's just calling.
He's getting better. As you would naturally get better the more exposure, the more you do it.
He has an annoying voice.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, and this is coming from someone who has a towny accent. He has an annoying voice.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help that he's paired with someone whose vocal cords sound silly.
Right. Burkhart.
Yeah. Like, he sounds like an announcer, and it makes Tom sound awful.
Right.
Yeah, listen, I saw.
But I'm just saying, when he was breaking down the games and breaking down the plays,
it's okay.
I just thought he was pretty good.
It's okay.
I saw him after the post game.
No, there's nothing special, but he wasn't horrible.
He did it with Terry and all those guys. And believe me, I'm so sick of Terry and Howie and all those guys. But he didn't stumble and bumble. He basically did his little analysis. So it was fine. Like, I'm sure the producers were happy that they had Tom Brady on and he didn't throw up all over himself. But I'm telling you, he doesn't have that much riz. He ain't got no riz for your boy.
It's just, and it's all just common knowledge stuff. Like, when he's going.
Speaking in cliches.
Yeah, it's hard to beat the Ravens when you give up 250 yards on the ground. Sherlock.
I know, but a lot of guys would say that. You know what I mean? He was much better than he was in week one.
He has gotten better, but to me, he's actually boring.
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I find him boring.
Yeah, well, like most guys are like that, though. You don't love a lot of the analysts.
I like the more higher energy guys.
Yeah. And then 49ers, horrible loss against the Rams, who are without their top two receivers. They were up 14-0. They allowed a fake punt. Then they allowed the Rams to come back and a huge punt return, a 40-yard punt return after missing they missed a kick the possession before that. And they let Matt Stafford go up and down the field in the second half without his top two receivers. And Kyren Williams had a bomb game for the Rams. They lose 27-24. Now, 49ers were without a bunch of guys. Juwan Jennings had a huge game for them. Their number three receiver had 175 yards and three scores.
Man, he was just lighting that secondary on fire.
He was. But the fact that Stafford, without his top two receivers, put up 27 on a defense, mm-hmm. so-called pretty good defense in the league, is embarrassing. That was an embarrassing loss for the 49ers. Embarrassing.
Got to take a break. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.